Well, they'll be trying to make nice at the White House today as the president hosts a meeting with the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. And with us on the KNX Newsline, Associated Press White House correspondent Mark Smith. Mark, the last time the Israeli Prime Minister was there, the President of the United States, according to some Israelis, was somewhat dismissive. As a matter of fact, part of the group that was there said Mr. Netanyahu had been, quote, given the treatment reserved for the President of Equatorial Guinea. They wanted more. Are they going to get more today?
Well, they're certainly going to get more than they got last time. Putting aside, you know, the White House denials that Netanyahu got the bums rushed last time, the fact was there was no photo op. There was no opportunity to ask these leaders questions. It was certainly a meeting that was tense and that took place behind very firmly closed doors. This time around, there'll be an Oval Office session. We've been invited to ask a couple of questions. The pool of reporters that gets in there, I should say, is. And things are certainly a lot warmer. The Israelis have relaxed their Gaza blockade. There's been a partial settlement freeze imposed on the West Bank. So certainly the ties between the two have improved. Whether they've improved enough for some progress to be made, that remains to be seen.
One of the issues, obviously, that will come up will be Iran. The United States is trying to figure out what to do with Iran. I think the Israelis know what they'd like to do with Iran. So is there any common ground here?
Well, the Israeli officials have said it's clear that Washington's got the lead on this right now. You, of course, recall that just a few weeks ago, the UN Security Council voted in what are widely believed to be pretty tough new sanctions, although not quite as tough as the White House wanted. The United States just signed some unilateral sanctions. The president just signed the bill last week. So, you know, it's hoped that at least this will give the message to Iran that it's increasingly isolated. I'm not sure the Israelis actually believe that these diplomatic sanctions are going to work, but at least for now, officials have told the White House that there is some time to be had.
So when it comes to the Israelis and the United States right now, handshakes and smiles in front of the cameras, reality behind?
Well, reality behind, and certainly everybody knows there's going to be a long way to go before there is some progress made in Mideast peacemaking, and certainly no one's expecting Iran to give up its nuclear program anytime soon.
Associated Press White House correspondent with us live, Mark Smith.
KNX News Time 6:15, traffic, weather, and money together on the 5s.